I'm standing outside the mansion owned by Saif al-Islam al-Gaddafi, the son of Colonel Gaddafi. It's in the London suburb of Hampstead, one of the wealthiest suburbs in London, and it certainly is an imposing building, a big red brick mansion, at least 3 stories high, probably 20 or 30 metres across, reportedly worth £10 million. Now, two groups seem to be occupying it here. There's a group called Topple the Tyrants, who appear to be a British squatters organisation. They are actually inside the building. They're coming and going via a ground floor window. There are also Libyans, British Libyans, who are here, they say, in solidarity. They are from the British Libyan Solidarity Campaign. Currently, there are about 10 of the protesters up on the roof of the mansion. They are holding up the Libyan flag, the pre-Gaddafi flag that has become associated with the protest movement, and they have been chanting loudly with their slogans. There are also banners which have been affixed to the roof of the mansion. One of those banners, very prominent, has a picture of Colonel Gaddafi with a big red line through his face. It says, "Out of Libya, out of London." Occasionally, members of both groups which are occupying the house have been coming out to put their points of view to the media who are gathered here. One of the Libyans from the British Libyan Solidarity Campaign came out to say they were occupying this house because he said, "It's our money, it's Libyans' money." The regime, Saif al-Islam, Colonel Gaddafi, he says they stole it from Libyans, and they say they don't trust the British government. They don't trust the British government's assurances that these assets are frozen. They're worried that if Saif is able to sell this mansion, that the money made from that would be used to kill Libyans. There's also been a statement from one of the squatters from the Topple the Tyrants group. He didn't give his name, but here's a little of what he had to say. The squatters here are not giving any indication of how long they're going to stay, merely that they're going to stay long enough so that these assets will be eventually sold for the benefit of, as they say, the Libyan people.